Please pray with me. Father, your Son, Jesus, endured hostile sinners for our benefit. I pray that our consideration of him now would prevent us from growing weary or faint-hearted. Amen. Perhaps you are here this morning and you've been sensing yourself growing weary or tired. Maybe it's from being sinned against, right? We've got a lot of parents, and as a parent, that's part of the deal. You get sinned against by your kids, or maybe it's by friends who are sinning against you. Maybe what's causing you to feel weary is coworkers or bosses sinning against you. Or maybe it's not even someone else's sin. Maybe it's your own sin, some besetting sin like anger or laziness or a lack of self-control, and you are sensing yourself growing weary from constantly struggling with these sins. Or maybe what's causing you to feel weary recently is not even sin at all. Maybe it's good things like caring for and serving those around you. Maybe you're growing tired and weary of constantly counseling others and helping. That can be wearying as well. And if you find yourself in any of those positions, or you have recently, then Hebrews chapter 12 has very good news for you this morning. So go ahead and turn to Hebrews chapter 12. We're going to be looking at verse 3. This time for believers to come to the Lord's table to celebrate the Lord's death and take communion, that is a special time for us. It's a time to consider our crucified and resurrected Lord. This time of communion, that is, to consider Christ, also comes with great benefits. There's great benefits to considering Christ. But those benefits only benefit the one who has given up their own ideas of how to be reconciled to God. The benefits that come with considering Christ only benefit those who are trusting Christ alone to be saved. This consideration of Christ does not help you. It does not benefit you if you're still holding on or counting on your own good works to make you right before God. They don't benefit the one who has come up with their own bright ideas about how to be made right with God. And so if you have not trusted Christ, if by your own admission you are not one who practices repenting of sin and practices submitting themselves to Christ's lordship, then when the bread and juice come by, just let them pass. But don't miss out on this opportunity to consider Christ rightly, possibly for the first time, and consider what I'm about to say and ask God to give you a heart to believe it. Let's look at our passage. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. It says, "Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself so that you would not grow weary or faint-hearted." In this passage, there are three things that are helpful to us as we take communion. And those three things are a command to obey, a consideration to ponder, and a compensation to anticipate. There's a command, a consideration, and ending with compensation. The command to obey is very simple. It's at the beginning of verse 3, and it says, "Consider him." Him being Jesus. Consider Jesus the Son of God. But what should we consider about Jesus? There's not just the command to obey to consider, but there's a consideration to ponder, which immediately follows, and it's this. Consider that Jesus endured such hostility against himself. He endured from sinners such hostility against himself. The sinless Son of God endured hostile sinners. And the hostility that he endured is mentioned just above in verse 2. In verse 2 it says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, here's the hostility, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. The hostility that Jesus endured was the cross. That was the peak of the hostility that he endured during his earthly life. The cross was agonizing. It was a shameful experience that Jesus endured at the hand of hostile sinners. And this hostility was demonstrated against Jesus. It was public. He was stripped naked. He was spit on. He was mocked. He was blasphemed while he was being crucified. That is the picture of hostility that we get in the cross. But Jesus endured that. And finally, in addition to this command to obey and consideration to ponder, there's also a compensation to anticipate. There's a benefit from Christians enduring or considering Christ. And it is this. At the end of verse 3, it says, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. The benefit of considering Jesus' endurance of the cross is that you would also endure, that you would not grow weary or faint-hearted. Considering Jesus' endurance of sin produces endurance of sin. Considering Jesus' endurance of sin produces endurance of sin in believers. If you're growing weary in whatever circumstance you find yourself in, what you need more than anything is not a vacation. It's not a break or removal from those wearying circumstances. What you need more than anything is to consider Jesus and his endurance of sin. Jesus endured hostility from sinners for sinners that they might endure. That's one of the purposes why Jesus endured what he did. Because you consider Christ Christian, you can anticipate this benefit. It'll prevent you from growing weary or faint-hearted. Now, if you have yet to believe in Christ, if you, up until this point, have not rejected your own efforts to please God, if you haven't embraced Jesus as the only hope of salvation, then the benefits aren't for you. You can't anticipate these benefits. And outside of Christ, there's only reason to grow weary, and there's only reason to grow faint-hearted as you experience the effects of living in a fallen world. Hebrews 10:27 gives you something else to anticipate if you don't yet believe, and it is this. You can anticipate a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume God's adversaries. That is not a hopeful anticipation. But that's all that awaits the one who rejects God's only means of forgiveness, is judgment and hell. So the call today for believers, while we take communion, if you do not believe in Christ, then the call for you is to repent and to believe. Talk to me. Talk to the person who brought you. Talk to someone who you've seen up front. But don't leave today without sensing the urgency that this calls for. Believers, as you consider Christ during this time, Christ who endured from sinners such hostility against himself that you might not grow weary or faint-hearted, then take communion on your own.